I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. President Obama is out of town, and he's missing a few things at home, starting with the blizzard that's freaking out everyone from Washington to here in Boston. The president spent the day in India as a guest of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. It was India's national holiday, Republic Day. Sanjeev Miglani has been following the events in India for Thomson Reuters.
There is quite a buzz here about Obama as well as Modi. I mean, Indians have always looked up to America. So an American visitor for the first time on a Republic Day parade in 66 years is quite an event.
If you pull Indians aside and, you know, push the pomp and circumstance out of the way, what do they think of Obama? Are there strong opinions, pro or con?
Very strong pro-Obama. In this part of the world, Obama remains a leader who represents change in just the way they look at Modi as a, you know, as a force of change. So he represents that force of change in just the way they look at Obama. And I think there seems to be a natural connect. Indians tend to sort of feel naturally comfortable with the Americans. I mean, people always, there is always one member of the family who's in the States. You know, there's back and forth.
Have there been real substantive developments in the last 24 hours since Obama's arrival there that shows that Modi and Obama together equals kind of like double change?
Yeah, there is a lot of bromance going on. This is Mobama. Somebody called it a Mobama sort of thing between the two of them.
A Mobama moment.
a Mobama moment, exactly. But there is substance to some extent. I mean,
like where? Where have you seen it?
Yeah, good question. So they did a nuclear deal back in 2008, and it got frozen because of India's liability laws. No big American firm could come and, you know, set up reactors here. Now they've kind of found a way through it. So that's the one big test. The other is defense. They have made advances in defense. They want to build co-produce stuff in India. India wants to do that. And slowly, America is kind of starting to supplant the Russians in, the source of sort of from where India imports arms. Slowly, Russia is sort of starting to slip away. Yeah.
So nuclear cooperation and defense back on track between the U.S. and India. I suspect even one of those would make China and Pakistan stand up and pay attention. Well, why is the India U.S. relationship important at this point in time, would you say?
So as part of President Obama's pivot to Asia, India looks like a power that can, to some extent, be the swing force here.
What are people there thinking about Obama's early departure to Saudi Arabia to pay his respects to the late King Abdullah? How's that being seen in India?
I think there might have been a slight tinge of disappointment. He didn't go to Agra. That would have, again, made for great television, great imagery.
The sight of the Taj Mahal.
The sight of the Taj Mahal, the First Lady and him in a completely enclosed place. But I guess, Indians are quite sensitive. There's been a death and you don't question that sort of thing. So I think it's not being made so much of it. But yeah, there is just slight sense of disappointment.
Let me just ask you about two sidebars. Modi's hat collection, which apparently is just very big, and Obama's gum chewing. I don't know if he's chewing Nicorette, but are people annoyed that the president of the United States is smacking his lips as he tours all this stuff?
It's a long parade. It's 2 hours. you know, it's a very old kind of, it's an old custom. It's a Soviet-style parade combined with cultural extravaganza like a Macy's. So it's a bit of a match and miss. So, I mean, I don't think there's too much of noise about that. As far as Modi's hat collection is concerned, yeah, Modi is quite a dresser. I mean, I think on the day Obama arrived, he changed his costume 3 times. Between those meetings, back-to-back meetings, he found time to change his wardrobe. So, yeah, his imagery is very important to him.
Sanjeev Miglani with Thomson Reuters speaking with me from Delhi. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.